Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're here to the Empower Me Show. My name is Pam Bright. I'm your hostess from this program. And we are here every Thursday from noon to one for your transformation and empowerment. So welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you here from wherever you are tuning in from. I know that we have people globally. So everywhere is welcome here. We have someone that has flown in from Panama just to be with us today. Her name is Ann Sherman. Not really. She's actually living there now, but we're going to hear her story in a couple minutes. We are first going to arrive, which is important because I know that I tend to be out there doing life and forget, oh, wait, I need to ground myself and I need to center. So we're going to do that first. But welcome from wherever you're calling in from, wherever you're landing in this moment. Some of you are from out of state, out of the country even, tuning in from such places as Mexico, Hawaii, Germany, Hawaii, India. Give me some other names, Alaska. There's a lot of you that are just tuning in, and you have, some of you have written in and said that you are looking at what's available for you. So I'm so glad that you're here. And also there are some of you that have been tuning in every week. And so thank you for that, because you are important to me. So I welcome your input. I welcome your energy, and I welcome your opening to who you are as a spiritual being having this human experience. So welcome. And thank you for so much for coming today. I'm glad that you're here with us. And we're going to talk to you in a couple minutes after we ground. So those of you who can, go ahead and close your eyes. Take some nice deep breaths, because your breath actually is your connection to your own spiritual nature and connecting to all the guidance that is all around you all the time. So as I connect into my guidance and my soul, I ask that all of my guides, teachers, and angels that love me and work with me daily come into this moment in time, this center space within myself and this vortex of energy that we're creating now in this program. And I ask the Earth Mother, the one that allows me to live on her, I ask her energy to come in now fully and completely, to fill me up with her essence. I ask Sky Father and Mother Earth to now connect together into this beautiful synergy, into this moment. And I ask all of my guides, teachers, and angels to balance and hone my energetic body system, my light body, for any information that is ready to come in now. And I'm going to ground all this in with the light language, which through me is called bright language. And so we ask that to come in now.
Una zana mei umai
Unde zana maiekua, ei ana yeki ia, kukuna, kukuna, kukuna ye, uela inekia. Tone sana madete, nozuna mane, kieta, ma neki papaye. Kusana zenu ma yeshuna mamaki. Kunesana ikanana iya. Kusetana seya. Keu mama ishe namai. All right. There is our opener for us today. Just allow those tones to just land where they need to in your inside your body system. They know what to do and they know where to go. They're very intelligent. So just allow them to work with you throughout this hour together and throughout the rest of your day. When you're ready, you can shift a little bit so that you come back in to this moment and open your eyes when you're ready. Welcome back. Every time is different when I do this. And so those of you who have tuned in know that, know that the energy just knows where to go. So I trust the energy and I trust the light that comes in. And thank you so much for being here. And thank you for saying yes once again to being on our show. And recently, you took a journey from Washington State to somewhere else. So where is this somewhere else that you landed?
Hello, Pam. Thank you for having me today. I am so grateful to be here. Thank you for that light language. That was beautiful. I always love your light language. It's amazing how it just shifts me. I am in Panama. I moved to Panama, which is in between Costa Rica and Colombia.
Okay. All right. That's quite a journey that you took. We would love to hear what was the catalyst for having you decide that you were going to move there and kind of take us along this ride with how you arrived there, how long you've been there, kind of all of the leading up to this time now of this arrival.
Okay, well, that's a very long journey as I look back now of how it started. I guess I can say recently, well, I've been here, January 1st is when I came here. So I've been here about a month and a half now. So looking back, going backwards, I knew I was leaving the United States somewhere, but I didn't know where I was going, and I actually had written it in my journal. So as I was going through and packing my things to come here, I wrote in one of my entries in my journal that I used to keep that I was leaving the United States, and I had forgotten about that. So what I realized was I actually manifested this being here in Panama. I wrote it down, manifestation meaning setting an intention. So sitting down and actually connecting to your heart is what I did, and asking, what is it for my greater good, for my journey? Why am I here? You know, what's my purpose? Where am I supposed to be going? And so I just started scribbling down. A friend of mine who was one of my teachers was in massage school at the time. She had a group of us into her home, and we all connected as practitioners. And we were instructed in this session to write a mission statement for ourselves. And I thought, what's a mission statement? And it was explained to me, well, many companies have mission statements. You know, if you're looking at a company, they'll have a couple of sentences of what their main purpose is for business. And so in a way it was our main purpose, but expanding that light, not just for our business, but also who we were, who we are, and in our truth, and what are we guided to do when we go into our hearts. So I had written down a few things, knowing that I wanted to travel internationally. I wanted my daughter to raise her to be an independent thinker and be happy and abundant, which she is. I did internationally travel as I look back, and to retire and to go somewhere outside of where I was living in the United States. It was too cold in Washington State. It was too hot in California. I was up and down the West Coast. And I said, as I look back on that statement, I really was asking for some place where I didn't need an air conditioner or heater. So I was told you can get very specific when you are asked, when you're asking for what you want and what the best thing is for your higher purpose. And so I knew that I needed to be in an environment, because I was very affected by the energy around me. As an empath, I learned I was an empath during this journey. What that means is I was affected, but I'm kind of like a sponge. So my feelings and my aura is large, and I come from my heart and I open myself up, and I didn't really know how to navigate. So I went through some turbulence in my life, which taught me a lot. But it brought me back to the fact that I was an empath, very highly sensitive individual. So I knew I needed to be someplace where I could be outside in nature. And in Panama, I found a location. You can choose where you want to live. The weather, I found a mountain town where you don't need an air conditioner or heater. So when I did this meditation before I was moving, Panama kept coming up. And I said, well, I don't know, it's too hot there. Well, they showed me, well, you can choose the temperature where you want to live. You just go up every 1,000 feet and it drops the temperature down 4 degrees. So at the beach, it's 90, 95, give or take. Every 1,000 feet, 900 feet you go up, you decrease the temperature. So I found my perfect spot here in Panama. The other thing I asked the divine was, in my manifestation was, can you turn the hands back to a time where it was simpler? Kind of like, and they said, well, when? What do you mean by that? And I said, well, I resonated with the 1970s when I was a teenager, you know? Maybe I was more innocent and not knowing that it was more complicated, but I just had this frequency of freedom. And so I found out when I came to Panama, it is literally like the 1970s here. And so now I get to learn how to be in a new culture with the frustrations, and then remind myself what you asked for the 1970s. So their banking system's different. They're, you know, they do things differently here. It's not the United States of America, which is what I had asked for. So I literally was able to manifest the dream that I wanted. I'm 60 now. I think I wrote this down when I was in my 40s, when I first started massage school, and kind of was working on that path in my subconscious, not knowing, but just trusting. I trusted that things would always work out. And so going back to that trust in my heart, I realized this is what the universe and the divine wanted me to do for myself. So here I am.
Wow. 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 What a story. So you hit on a lot of really important truths, I think, for us to focus on. And I know that there's a lot of you that are watching that are opening quite a bit to your, what we call your authentic self, the part of you, the one part of you, the soul is what I call it, that really, really wants to explore this world called Earth. And what is it all about? Like, what can I do as a human being that maybe I haven't done before? Maybe I want to stretch myself into another country or another culture or even another job. And, you know, I want to be something more than I have been before. And I also know that when we get to those places of curiosity, that that curiosity can be sometimes pretty scary. Like, okay, Part of me is really excited about the possibility of that, but I don't have any idea how to get there or what to do. How do we get there from the place of kind of wondering and being curious and really, like, some of us are even able to see, you know, have these visions of the things that we want, but we're not quite sure the direction to go and what to do. What would you tell people in that place, Miss Anne?
Well, I would say to trust, just to know that we are supported, and because fear and excitement carry very similar frequencies. So I would get excited when I would think about my new adventure, and then fear would come in and that would hold me back. And that's something we can all relate to. Well, what if this happens? Well, what if that doesn't work out? Well, what? And when I let go of the fear, and that would put me into the trust. In my heart, I knew that I was always supported by my higher self, by my guides, by my angels, by the universe. The divine law is that we are supported. We just forget that. When we're born, we forget. And so we're learning through our culture, through the news, through different things, that we have to be careful and watch out for this and that. And that's true. But we need to, as we release the fear, the trust can come in. And then we know we're always supported. And by taking little risks, if we go to our heart and check in with our heart, I do a lot of meditation, which I would suggest people try it if you haven't meditated before, following the breath like we did at the beginning of this radio show, and connecting to our heart, and that's where our support is. So that is our truth. That is our knowing that we are supported. And when we have fear, we can go there, and then we can help release those fears that we have. And that will help us to put our little toe into something new that we want to try, and let go of that fear just for the moment, and then trust and see what happens. And remember that feeling, okay, I can do this. That was great. What did I learn from this? Or, okay, that didn't work out. What did I learn from that? But looking back and learning and creating an awareness as we move forward, but with that trust always there at the basis of it, knowing that we are supported by the universe.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So something that occurs to me is that there may be some of you that think, well, that sounds really great for you, but I don't know if I can do that. So here's the golden ticket. This is something that I really treasure in the work that I do, is that I was given the ability to walk people through connection with their spirit guides. Many of us have heard of this thing called spirit guides and allies and, you know, guardian angels and that kind of thing. And what I know to be true is that it is very much time for us to consciously connect with them now. And the way we do that is that we ask them to come in consciously, like a prayer. We consciously invite them in, and then we start having dialogue with them and say, okay, what is it that you want me to do? What's my next step? The more clear we are in our asking, the more that the guides can then know that you're ready for the next step. Because they can't interfere in whatever you're doing unless you give them permission. Because this is a free will zone here on Earth, planet Earth. So they have to know that you say it's okay. So how did you make that connection with your spirit teams, and so that they knew that you were really serious about this move?
Well, up until recently, Pam, you know, during COVID, I think was really when I made a switch, and I realized some of the points that you're bringing up now, which I didn't know I had angel guides. I didn't know that we had to actually ask them and they had to be invited in. I didn't know that the Earth was the only planet where free will exists, and it can be, that's why it can be so difficult to navigate. So I just started trusting. I did a lot of deep diving. I went online. I took some courses. I learned how to connect with my angel guides, my spirit guides. I started just asking a lot of questions. And then as I asked for help, when I didn't know, I'd always ask just one question, maybe before I would go to sleep or in my meditation, and then put that out there to the universe for my angel to come in and take me by the hand and give me this answer. And I would always get an answer. And I trusted it. I knew that if it came in a fear way, if there was fear or fright connected to it, then I knew that wasn't my angel guides, because they're always very calm. It's always a very peaceful energy. So I learned how to differentiate the energy between fear and my ego mind giving me an answer, or really it was my angel. And the more I worked with my angel guides, the more I had this really interesting relationship that started building up. But it took time. It took time, it took dedication, and then it took trust. So I just continued on that journey and kept building on that. But those things I didn't know, but I knew I wanted more, and I knew I could find out more by asking questions. So I went to people like yourself, to other guides that I met at the metaphysical fairs that I knew in my heart were connected. Were recommended by others, and I would meditate. Is this, you know, a good connection? Does it feel right? And yes, it was. So I just started opening up to that, and then the answer started coming. So it took time, and it does take time. And I continued to do that every single day.
Yep. So the biggest thing that I'm getting from that is be patient.
Yes.
Now, the big joke on the, you know, in that realm is, you know, when you ask God for patience, he's going to give you all kinds of ways to find it. So,
and I would get words like allowance. And I would think, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Allowance for what? So I'd ask, what does that mean? Allowance for myself? And I would get yes. And I say, okay, allowance for others? And I would get yes. And so that was my message for the whole month. And all these lessons would come in around that.
Yeah.
You know, or patience. That's been a theme since I started waking up, and especially since I moved here. You need a lot of patience here. You need patience in life now with all the energies that are going on. And it's just a very beautiful way to get these messages, and what can I learn from this? Because yes, I'll be given these lessons that, oh, shoot. Yeah. Patience again, let's learn it in another way. You know, every day there's a new way for me to learn it. And when I'm paying attention and aware of it, I can learn from it, and it gets easier.
I love that. So ask lots of questions. That's perfect. Because when the more that we ask the questions, right? The other piece of that asking for questions or asking for, you know, the question is, let go of the need to have an immediate answer. Because we get anxious. We get like in a hurry. Like, I got to go. I got to get the answer now. I got to be sure about what's next. Sometimes being in the mystery of it, being in the place of, there's no movement yet. That's actually magic, because that's the integration, and that's it's the cauldron, you know, or making a yummy soup or a really great casserole. You know, you got to let it work its magic. Got to give it time to cultivate. Got to give it time to cure, if you will. Mm-hmm. So allow those times of what feels like non-movement to just be there, because what's underneath the surface is where the magic is. Allow that to just gestate, and you will be surprised at what shows up. So let's go back to Let's go back to when you lived in Washington and you were having lots and lots of busyness, if you will. You remember the energy of Washington State and especially the energy of the Seattle area. We tend to have a lot of mixed energies happening simultaneously. And for those of us who are very open to the energy of that, it can be a little disconcerting and confusing and challenging. And so when you came up against yourself and up against responsibilities and up against your divine purpose that was out here talking, and you were having your life happen, did you realize, oh, there's a collapse here? I'm getting to a turning point here. When was that point when you realized, okay, I have two choices. I can either stay where I am and continue in this craziness of trying to survive, or following my heart and my bliss and my soul, which is taking me in other directions. Can you talk a little bit about that journey?
Well, during COVID, again, I think COVID was a big kind of a turning point for a lot of people, a catalyst, if you will. We were told to stay inside, right? And I'm like, okay, inside. And my patients were in assisted living facilities, so those were all shut down, right? I'm too young to retire, but I can't work. So, you know, how am I going to pay my rent? I started struggling, how is this going to happen? Okay, things started showing up for me. I started paying attention, filled out some rental assistance group information, and I thought, okay, I'm told to allow and release, because what we resist persists. And I was resisting that. Well, I got to see my patients. How am I going to get in there? How am I going to, you know, I had all these questions and I just got no answers. And I waited and waited, and I think a whole year and a half, I think, almost went by, and I was in the arrears with my rent. I owed thousands and thousands of dollars on my rent, but they couldn't evict me because I was in this program that I had, you know, participated in with my application, not hearing anything back from anybody. And then I got this, I said, okay, I'm letting go. I guess it's not going to happen for me. And as soon as I let go, the next day, I was told, you need to email the program. Okay. All right. My ego said it's not going to do any good. I emailed them the next day, got an email back. Oh, we've been waiting for your landlord to put the code in. This money's been sitting in here for 3 months or 6 months for you. I'm like, what? So this avalanche of abundance, like this money just cleared out and opened up and my rent was paid. That was a huge lift off my shoulders. But I didn't know, I can't afford to live in this beautiful city anymore. Rents were just too expensive. So where am I supposed to go? And I just opened up, and on my feet came Panama. It was the third tap. So my mom's friend lived in Panama, and I remember hearing how great it was, and she loved it during the Panama Canal time. A boyfriend I had a son who went there on a missionary trip, and I saw pictures all over the walls. And then it came up on my feed because Mexico couldn't check the boxes for me. I go, okay, this is the universe telling me, number three, tap on the shoulder. You better go look at Panama, because you're ignoring and you're resisting what's here. So as soon as I found this tour group that I knew was going to support me, and I read all the reviews, I went into deep dives, I read all the reviews and watched all the videos, I knew this is where they were guiding me. So I just put my money out there. I took a tour, went across the country. As soon as I stepped off the plane, I immediately could feel the energy reserves underneath this beautiful country. And I knew this is where I was going to be. So I just stepped into it. It was like a miracle. Mm-hmm. And this can happen for anyone if you just trust. Like believe me, I'm the one that is always pushing things away with my logical mind and doing all this research, and that's not going to work, and this reason it doesn't work. But once I just said, you know, I'm just going to let go of all the lower frequencies, and my guides are telling me what to do. And every time they do, this is what happens. So I can only share that these miracles showed up when I let go of my struggles.
Mm.
That's it.
Wow. Now that right there is a gem that you just said. Like, it's unbelievable. Really
folk. I don't think I've told anybody this before.
Wow. Because
I didn't think anybody would believe me, really.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. So listen to what was just said, everyone. When she let go of the struggle, miracles happened. Connect those together, okay? How many of you listening and watching this program right now think that struggle, if you're struggling, then you must be on the right path?
Making progress. I always thought that was true, Pam, all my life. All my life.
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was necessary.
I did too. I stayed in massage, doing massage therapy for 25 years. Now, it was an amazing career, but you know what? I was also struggling a lot. I was struggling emotionally. I was struggling spiritually. I was struggling physically, okay? And I'm not saying it wasn't a great career, because it was. I learned a lot and I opened a lot, but I also was addicted to struggle. That is a true statement right there. I was addicted.
And that was my story too, because that was my identity. If I had to let go of the struggle, what story am I going to tell? There's no drama in it.
Mm.
Where's the drama? How are people going to want to listen to me, or how can I get their attention?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. So now you've moved to Panama. What is life like? What's been life been like for the last month and a half?
Well, I'm in a way I'm reinventing myself, and in a way I'm not, Pam, because I really was, as I was leaving the United States, my authenticity, as I opened my heart, started opening up. Like, you can be your real self. You don't have to pretend, you know, to do this or to do that. You can really be who you truly are. And what I found out is there's a lot of expats here. And what we have in common, which is why it's so easy to make relationships here, to meet people and build relationships, is number one, we all left the country that we've loved all of our lives and known since we were born. We all left friends and family behind. Think about that. That was difficult, you know. Can we go visit? Yeah, sure. It's just a 4-hour plane ride to Houston from here. And we're all in that same creative way of now making a new life. So as soon as you see someone, you instantly make a connection. The Panamanians are very, very friendly. Everybody says hello. They all make eye contact. You may not even know who they are, but they're immediately your friends. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to start a new life here, as far as relationships go. I was in an accident this morning in my taxi. They don't have seatbelts in there. Many of them don't.
Oh.
Just coming back from a healing session, and I'm jostled around in the car thinking, okay, this is not good. Okay, let that go. You know, in the States and in my old life, I'd be like, okay, I guess I have to file a medical claim now. Now there's going to be a lawsuit of some sort. Now there's going to be all these things. It's like, no, you know what? I'm fine. Next time, send a taxi that has a seatbelt, and I moved on. It's just an experience that I get to see in a new way here, you know, to learn from, that I'm a new person and I don't have to have those experiences anymore. I don't have to struggle with that if I don't want to. I get choice. I didn't know I had a choice before.
Oh, that right there is huge. That's what a relief.
Yeah.
What a relief to really feel that and like let go of your struggle. Your struggle, my struggle, our struggles. So those of you who are listening, this is a perfect time for, again, we're in a place where we can just pause. Just pause. Just take a couple of really deep, loving breaths for yourself. Might even have a sound. And I want you to repeat after me. I now allow myself to release the struggle. I now allow myself
the worry, the worries also.
To release the worries. I now allow myself to release what no longer serves my highest self. And you can use whatever language works for you, but as you work with these affirmations, this is actually tuning your body system to your voice. Like, you are in command of your own body vessel, believe it or not. And when we do that, I don't do this alone. I never do anything alone. I'm always with the God of my understanding, the creator of all, and my support teams in the etheric. So I now ask my etheric spiritual teams of light and love to come in and work with my physical body, my emotional body, my spiritual body, and my, what's missing? My mental body. There we go. And I now ask that anything that is not in my highest and best interest, leave now. Etana kisa, nate namate, una machene, isa namana, ike nema, ika nasa nate nina, ike na ke nasa e. And so it is. And that's how you command your vessel, okay? I say command, and you don't need to use it as a harsh way. You actually, it's a sovereign way. It's a way for you to get to be one with your essence. You get to be one with the essence of you as fully 100% spirit and form. So you can also say that, Anne, and I invite you to do that. Any physical repercussions from that accident, I invite you to ask your teams now to work with your physical self. And I'll hold that space so that that can happen.
I ask my teams, my guides, my spirit guides, my angels, to release any physical frequencies that are not in my greatest good for my highest self to be released now. I give back that power to you. I take back my own power for myself. So it is.
We also ask that any physical pain that might be occurring for Anne and for anyone else now be removed, released, and transformed into its next incarnation. All right. Okay, so as always, this program grows very fast. So we do have about 15 minutes left. If you want to call in, you can do that, or write in to Transformation Talk Radio. You can call 1-800-930-2819 if you want to talk to Anne or myself. In the last few minutes, Anne, why don't you give us some highlights about what are some really great surprises and yummy, nummy things that you've experienced, like, oh, I'm so glad I'm here. Those moments would be great to hear.
Okay, well, let's see. There's so many of them, but I can say I really love the fresh produce here. The fruits and vegetables at the end of my street, I can just walk down there and grab, you know, fresh eggs from the chickens from the day before and fruits and vegetables, which I really love. I'm brushing up on my Spanish, so the Panamanians are very patient, and when you try, they have a big smile on their face, and they say they get to practice their English also. So that was pretty great, because I was a bit worried about, you know, how much Spanish I would remember. I did a lot of work in the United States with animal rescue groups, and I know in other countries, animals are treated differently than they are in Ustedes Unidos, the United States, so I wasn't sure what I was going to find. And what I did find is there's lots of, there's a dog camp that I'm working with that has 65 dogs. It's on my Facebook page called Boquete Dog Camp. Dogs are so happy there. They love it. And I'm practicing, I'm able to practice my animal Reiki. It's called Letting Animals Lead Reiki. And it's basically the way I'll describe it. It's not using your hands like traditional Reiki. We do use symbols and things like that, but, and the breath work, but we're able to do it with traumatized animals that would not allow or would not be appropriate to use your hands, or wild animals in sanctuaries. And it's basically allowing me to ramp up my meditation practice, so I'm able to expand my field with my breath, like we did at the beginning. As I breathe, I expand this light that's in my heart, and I share it with the animals. They have agency if they would like to step in, and it's been transformational. I've been doing it every morning out on my patio. Different animals are showing up. Letting animals lead Reiki has been a game changer, and the animals here really love it and appreciate it.
Mm, that's beautiful. Well, I do know, because you shared with me, that you have a deep connection with the animal spirit world.
Yes, I do.
Yes. And so those of you who want to find out more about this particular practice that Anne is delving into and working with, you can connect with her by going to her email, which we have in the description for you. But it is, if I remember correctly, it's A.E. Sherman. Is that right?
Yeah, A.E. Sherman, S-C-H-U-R-M-A-N @outlook.com. That's my email. Yes.
Perfect. And she also has a 15-minute session for you if you want to connect with her and talk about what? Anything that they is on their minds or on their
any
hearts?
Questions you might have, how to connect with your guides, how to open your heart, how to make changes in your life, anything that's you've been struggling with, maybe repeating patterns. I've been there too. And so I'm really would love to connect with you on whatever you have going on at the moment.
I love that. I love that. The other thing that occurs to me is that it would be might be very helpful for any of you listening who are in a place where you know that there's a change coming and you do know that you want to move somewhere and you're not quite sure, what do I do next, right? Anne or myself would be great people to talk to, but definitely Anne, because she is very aware of not only the spirit world, but how to take care of herself physically. And so she's got lots and lots of tools of how to navigate. That's the thing that I was really amazed with when you started talking about this move, is that you just were like, yep, I know to connect to this person and this agency and do this thing and do that thing and get this done. And I was like, wow, that's amazing.
That
you had
one thing that I know I wouldn't have been able to do this without lots of mistakes and lots of expensive problems. And there's a group called Panama Relocation Tours. There's many of them out there. there, but check in with me and I'll give you the right one. And they are the ones that vet the immigration attorneys, the car brokers, the help you with a real estate agent to find a lease for yourself. I mean, down to the details. So I relied on them and they really supported me and they continue to support me. It's a Facebook group and it's a private group. So any questions you have, there's lots of answers on how to solve any issue that you have, any issue.
Wow, that's great. That's awesome. Cool, cool. So let's see. Another thing that that Anne has shared with me that she knows how to do is to speak with the animal kingdom. I do know that about you. So if any of you are interested in that, talk to her directly and say, you know, I'd really like to connect to my past pet that is no longer here. Or, you know, I have friends that have chipmunks and squirrels and raccoons and birds of the air and whatever else coming to them. And they're like, what am I doing with all these animals? Why are they coming to me? Right? She'd be a really good one to talk to about that. In the last few minutes, what would be great? I'm going to get us a card because I love that. But what would be great in the last few minutes is to hear from you, Anne. Where are you at? Let's see. I don't want to say this. Where are you at right now? Like, are you having any thoughts, visions, manifestations, anything that's coming to you currently right now from here forward, like maybe in the next week, in the next month, in the next couple months, that's just kind of bubbling up like, ooh, this is going to happen, or I think I might be going this way, or anything like that. Do you want to share with us?
There's all kinds of groups that I'm connecting with. So I could go in many different paths. Right now, I'm healing my body. From 2019 to 21, I had 3 hip replacements. So I am reconnecting to my body, and I'm learning how to continue to ask for support. And there's different support here than there was in America. So I'm just being open to what that means. And as I'm open, I'm healing already in a exponentially quick way. So
that's great.
My physical body, but it's through my spirit is how it comes in, right?
I love that.
I have to go to a doctor, but when I listen to my heart, they're telling me this is a modality you can look at now. This is something you haven't tried or thought of in the past. The fruits that I'm eating and the vegetables that weren't available in the US, you know, lots of things are coming as I open up to new ways of healing myself. That's what's going on right now. Yeah.
I love that. Well, you look amazing. Looks like Panama is doing very well for you.
Thank you. You look great.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. Thank you. So I'm going to get a card for the collective here because I believe in connection to whatever spirit guides that you need to connect to. And this is a great way to do that. So I want you to tell me, Anne, as I run my hand across here, when to stop.
Right there.
Right here. Okay. Well, we're at the very tip of the group of cards here. Uh-huh. So we are looking at the Divine Matrix. This is the card. And as you see, it is a vortex. It is a beautiful vortex. And for those of you who are like, what's a vortex? A vortex is a portal. It's a place to go into. So like, as you're standing here or sitting where you are, and you imagine a swirling wheel of light, and it's inviting you into the center of that, into the unknown, okay? That's where it's taking you. And I don't know where your divine matrix is taking you, but this is the invitation. And what I would suggest we do, or you do, we could also do this in the last 5 minutes if we wanted to, but we actually get to go into the center. So I often do that in my own meditation practice is I have visuals that come in and say, okay, go here. And I'm like, okay, well, let's go. So I often will do that, right? The other thing that occurs to me that could be helpful is, okay, which is it? Do we want to do that? Nope, they want you to talk. So in the last 5 minutes, Anne, what are 3 to 5 steps for people to take right now to get them to the place of clarity?
Follow your breath. Meditate. Ask for guidance. And connect with your guides, maybe that way, or just ask for guidance. You don't even need to know who they are. And trust. Trust the message you're getting.
Perfect. All right. So for those of you who have a brain that's saying, I don't know how, okay, I say it snarky like that because our brains will just do that. They'll just, they've got their committee. They'll just talk, right? All of us have that guy that just talks. And then we just have to say, you know what? Thanks for sharing. Sit over here. I'm going this way. So for those of you who are in that place where your mind is just going constantly, get a piece of paper and a pen and start writing. Let yourself do something different, okay? You're going to have to interrupt that voice because that voice is not going to stop. It's just going to continue because you're human. That's the journey, is being human. So since we know we're humans and we know we're spirit, we get to interrupt the automatics. So the way to stop the automatics is to do something different. It might be you physically need to get up and move. It might be that you need to get a piece of paper, and you might just need to rip it up and throw it away. You might need to take a shower. You might need to dig in the dirt. You might need to get some food to ground yourself, right? This is about changing the pattern and starting again. So that's my invitation, is that you do just take some extra steps and some time to reframe who you're being and what you're about. Because this moment is your magic moment. This is it. This is what there is. This is what we have to get to do in life, is shift. Okay. Transformation is at your fingertips. So go ahead and grab it, because you wouldn't be tuning into this program unless you were ready. So that's what I want to share with you. And this divine vortex here, this matrix, we just have to go in and we get to sift through, you know, the morass of stuff that might be in the way, and just go into the center of that and say yes. Allow yourself to say yes to your next right step. Any last words, Anne, before we end?
I love what you just said, Pam. Just go in there, and we're really being in the moment, because that's all we have. Letting go of the past, because that's done. Not worrying about the future, it's not here, but just being in the moment, coming back to the moment. And going into that vortex, what's in this moment for me now, and letting go of everything else. Yeah. Mm.
And that's a beautiful way to end. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Anne, for coming on. And those of you who want to get a hold of Anne, go to A.E. Sherman. That's S-C-H-U-R-M-A-N. Did I spell that right?
Yes, you did.
Finally, I got it. At outlook.com, right?
That's right. AEsherman.com. Yeah. Thank
awesome.
You.
Yes. So get a hold of Anne. You can get a hold of me at brightbutterflynetwork.com. I love you. I'm so glad you tuned in. And next week, we will have another amazing guest who's also going to talk to us about transformation tools and what's available for you in this lifetime. So many blessings to you. Your life is up to you, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.